guys. Welcome back to Sean Knobs and Boomsticks. What's up, Knobs?
What's up, Sean?
Shit, man. Same as last week.
Yeah. Well, we got something new this week, so that's all good. We got some new stuff coming in next week, so that's even better.
What?
We got new stuff coming in next week, dude. Console week.
So, Oh, yeah. Where did you order the Xbox and the PlayStation? We haven't talked in forever, so.
Well, I have two. I have one coming from Best Buy and another one coming from Amazon, and I may have procured an S through another means.
Okay, but no PlayStation at all?
No.
Just multiple Xboxes. Interesting.
I did get to hold that controller, though, and it feels the best for a PlayStation controller for me. I think they've steadily been improving that controller.
It looks like a really nice controller. I'm excited. I don't have a PlayStation ordered, but I want to get one, obviously. From what I've been reading about the triggers and the haptic feedback, I guess it's pretty cool. I don't know how much it'll actually be used in a lot of games, but it looks like a nice controller. I have the Xbox arriving on Tuesday. I got mine from the Microsoft store. And they shipped it like Thursday nightish. And they have I looked up the tracking number and it has a message on there. Do not deliver until the specified date. I'm like, son of a bitch. So I will not be getting that early. I have no game. Dude, we got to talk about the fact that Microsoft has no fucking games at this launch, dude.
Hey, as long as I can play the Division 2, I'm going to be fine. Because apparently that's all I want to do.
I want to play some more Gears. I want to see how they beautify some of these games. Borderlands 3, Gears 5. I'll download Gears Tactics, even though I already have it on PC. Destiny 2 is getting an update in December. But man, this is... this is a launch where I wish I had gone PS5. I had a PS5 in my cart in three different places and I never pulled the trigger on it. The night they went live, because I was like, you know what? I can't justify getting both systems. I can't afford both systems at launch. And now I'm like, man, I could have played Spider-Man Miles Morales. I mean, I could still play it on PS4, but I'm going to wait till I can get it on the PS5.
I wonder how many people are in that boat that they'll just wait.
So,
I'm going to pick it up and play it on PlayStation 4.
Are you? Well, I'm planning to replay the original Spider-Man on the PS5 as well, because you get that as a bonus with the special edition or whatever. So I'm like, sweet. I've replayed that game probably three or four times already, but I'll do it again. I just love being Spider-Man. But I feel like PS5 clearly has the better launch lineup in that they have Spider-Man and then they have that Demon's Souls remake, which I'm not even into the Souls series, but that looks really good. And it's a popular franchise. It's a smart launch title. And again, Microsoft, it's just like they have the best hardware, I think, unquestionably. And they're blowing it because they have nothing to go with. I mean, and by nothing, I mean nothing new. I mean, obviously, you can play hundreds of games because they've made sure that you can play games going all the way back to the original Xbox, which is nice. But they don't have... they don't have Halo Infinite, which a few months ago I was so stoked to get Halo Infinite at launch.
I'm going to probably go back and throw a whole bunch of old shit in it and see what works and what doesn't.
Right. Well, but, I mean, everything that works on your Xbox One will work. Like they haven't added anything.
I mean, there's a few games I haven't tried yet to see if those worked. Like I'm really curious to see if the Otogi games work. Because I haven't been keeping up with that back compat list forever.
Gotcha.
Like I couldn't even remember which ones were which, really. But no, like I'm just excited to get new hardware, like, and shuffling some hardware around in the house.
Well, I mean, it's always nice to get something new toy. And I haven't finished Doom Eternal yet. I'm gonna finish it on the Xbox Series X.
Oh man, and I finished Genesis. Darksiders.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
so I did. Was that satisfying or war?
You know, it was, but it's all right. So the thing that I want to have happen is to figure out what happened after the first Darksiders game. And we just keep going back in time.
Yes. They won't release like a final. they won't wrap it up. So
like, I really hope there's something that wraps, they have something in their, in the plans to wrap it up, because I honestly didn't think we were going to get three, let alone Genesis.
Right.
But just the payoff of that line where he says, well, what are you going to do all by yourself? And he's like, no, not alone. And there, here comes the three comets coming in. Like, oh my God, what a fucking end to a game.
Yeah. Yeah. That now, Airship Syndicate is working on a fucking League of Legends spinoff. So who the fuck knows what's going to happen. Yeah. I was like, when I saw that, I was like, what, why? But yeah, I finished. Oh, all right. So, again, we haven't really spoke in a while. And I went on a retro games kick out of nowhere, and I bought one of those. You know, you have that analog Sega Genesis unit.
Yeah.
So I bought one of those. I wanted the Super Nintendo one, but it is constant. It's just always sold out.
Oh, yeah. Instantly. Every time.
And I'm on a waiting list. I never get an email for its availability, and I'll check in from time to time. Can never get it. And I guess they're having issues because of COVID and everything, getting all the hardware or whatever. But I got a Genesis, bought some games. And have you like played that system? Have you hooked it up and played it? Okay. Because the games look beautiful.
Yes.
On a 4K display. Like they're just really super fucking crisp. And the audio is great. And you can tweak all these little settings. I went online to like YouTube and was looking at different settings to try to get like the most organic looking picture, you know, like the most true to the original Sega Genesis picture, basically.
Which is hard to do on those older games because they weren't designed to be played on larger displays.
No.
Like, but they are overwhelming.
Cool. Yeah.
Did you play Sonic 2? Sonic 2 is vomit inducing.
Really? Oh, well, my display is not as big as yours. I feel like your screen is so big. That's what that is because you play on the. I have a 55 inch screen.
I literally had to look away.
I don't have that issue. I think that might be your motion blur settings too, or your motion interpolation that I always hate when I come over there and I make you turn it off. Because that stuff gives me a headache. But I've been picking up a bunch of licensed games was the main thing. Because like Sonic the Hedgehog 2, I already have that. I have that on Xbox One. I don't need to play the Sega Genesis version, but old license games in the 90s, man, were just, dude, you were just blessed if you could, could say with licensed games back in the day, more often cursed.
Which one did you play with? Did you play the old X-Men games?
I have one just called X-Men that was made for Sega Genesis. Yes. Play a little bit of that.
I wonder if it's that to finish that game, you have to turn the console off and turn it back on.
But why? Why would you have to do that?
Well, because that's how you get by Mojo.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't get that far.
For years, I've hit that fucking brick wall. Mm.
But then I picked mostly like movie games. So I picked up Demolition Man, which was really fun. I went like hardcore on that for a while. RoboCop versus Terminator. Dick Tracy had a Sega Genesis game.
Yeah, I remember that game.
That game's brutally hard.
I still think Michael Jackson's Moonwalker was shockingly good.
I haven't played that, but I did. I was reminded of it, so I showed footage of it to Maggie because she didn't know it existed. She's a big Michael Jackson fan, and we thought it was pretty hilarious. Just the whole concept of dancing your way. Dance duels with bad guys,
yes,
kills them
at the end, like the first level where you have the big lean,
yeah,
and they all fall over.
Right, your dancers come out and help you, and
but they did such a great job with the chiptune music.
Sega Genesis had a very unique sound chip, and it's funny because I've been watching comparison videos. Oh, and I do have my Super Nintendo hooked up. It just doesn't look as good. I have an actual Super Nintendo, and I just bought a
HDMI adapter.
Yeah, but it only upscales it to like 720p and the colors are like really blown out, you know, and you don't really have settings.
Yes.
So it's not nearly as nice looking as the Genesis, but I some of the games like Beavis and Butthead. I got Beavis and Butthead on Genesis and Super Nintendo, two completely different games. This is something that doesn't really happen anymore. Is back in the day, sometimes the Genesis and Super Nintendo versions of games would be made. They'd be released at the same time, have the same name, have the same like key art. And then each one would be developed by a different studio and they would be like completely different games. And so it's kind of weird, you know, like if they release Assassin's Creed, you know, you get some minor graphical differences or whatever. You might get some bonus DLC. But other than that, it's the same game. But Beavis and Butthead, literally completely different games. On the Sega Genesis, it's almost like a point and click adventure. And on the Super Nintendo, it's more of a platformer. It's an interesting era to revisit. My next thing I want to get is the True Lies video game. And I was actually going to present this.
That Harrier should be a special.
Right? Like it's Streets of Rage.
You're fired.
I was going to present this idea to you like outside of the show, but fuck it. We can do it on the show. I was thinking like, you know, in light of the artwork for our show, the Doom pixel art, like maybe we could shift more towards games. Maybe we could start reviewing retro games, but not in a way where we have to play through the whole fucking thing, but we both have access to like some of these old systems. It might be fun to do that.
This sounds like a disaster. I love it.
Well, dude, it's just fun to revisit, and I'm not asking you to finish a game because I'm not saying I'm going to finish a game.
I'm not against that. Okay. I play old shit all the time. You ever hear of The Division 2?
Jesus Christ. But we'll workshop that some more. But that was something going through my head that I thought was might be interesting to do that. I don't know if it'll work in an audio only format though. But yeah, I've been talking a lot. It's your turn.
Yeah, no, we got to figure out a way to get some of this stuff streamed. So I think that's part of the allure. I think people like seeing people,
right?
Instant connection.
Right.
I was spending most of my time like pounding my way through The Division for exotic chests, and I finished the summit. They added a new game mode in the actual game itself called The Summit, which is essentially, you know, beat your way up 100 floors of bad guys. And now you can actually change the targeted loot. If you complete it once, at any difficulty, you can change the targeted loot. Like as you like your hunt, if you're grinding for something specific, you can make the whole tower like this one thing that you're looking, or this one brand you're looking for. And then you still got your RNG bullshit for the roles themselves. But man, that game's got some fucking legs.
Yeah.
I mean, just like every time I think I'm done with it, I come across a YouTube video of a different build. And I was like, ooh, I got that stuff. We'll try it out. And now I'm back in for another 30 fucking hours.
Dude, that's great, man. I'm always jealous of your single game dedication because of the way I bounce around like a fucking kid hopped up on sugar.
I like finishing stuff. Like, and that game just never feels like it's finished.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like with Genesis, like I'm not going to go back and play that Darksiders game again, mostly because of that one mechanic.
I get it.
And there was two later in that game that were worse than everything that you even tried or even saw.
Okay.
But I got through it. And I'm like, yep. It just cemented it for me. It's like, I'm just going to get through this and get out.
See, I want to get back into Destiny when they launch that new like Series X PS5 patch in December, because it's going to run at 60 frames finally. I mean, I don't think it'll look any better other than that. But man, that crispness really helps. I finished Modern Warfare, the new Modern Warfare.
Came out like last year.
Yes, I finished that.
It was fine.
I didn't like some of the segments. Like I hate when you have to like play as a little kid and stuff like that. It's kind of the same thing.
Oh, dude, around that fucking Jeep or whatever. Yes. Yeah.
Like I just want to shoot people, man. Like that's kind of what got me. I don't remember which game exactly. This is what happened. It was the fucking new Avengers game came out, and I got in. I picked it up and I was excited to play it. And then I don't remember if we covered this on the podcast or not because it's been so long. But the whole first level, you're playing as like a kid version of Kamala Khan walking around a fucking Avengers festival collecting comic books. And I'm just like, this is like,
Who wants to do that?
Right. Start me off as Iron Man or Black Widow or something, you know, in an action scene, and then, you know, circle back to, you know, what how, the story you want to tell. But your opening is, it's like the new God of War. Like, I don't want to carry a fucking tree around. Like, grab me immediately. And so
I don't care if you're cold. The kid's going to freeze.
I want that big opening scene. I want to be really be grabbed and sucked in by gameplay, not story. Like, stop starting off with story. And I know that's like a really particular or old man thing to say, but that's what got me into like the Sega Genesis, dude. And like that Demolition Man game is actually really good for a licensed game. There's terrible licensed games out there, absolutely. But this one is it's a side-scrolling platformer some levels, but then it's like a top-down, you know, like Smash TV, Total Carnage type shooter as well on other levels. And they're all fun. You have unlimited ammo. You're just blasting dudes. Running and gunning, and you're just in it from the get-go. You're just like, you're dropped in, you're shooting people. You don't need any more motivation. You're like, I have a gun. That dude's going to shoot me. I'm going to shoot him first. That's all I need for a video game. You know, I don't need Kamala Khan's family history to fucking get into a game, you know?
And yeah, so it's deep. It's progressive.
did you play any of the Avengers or no?
No, I have no interest in that game at all.
Oh, man, I just wanted to play as Captain America. That was like, I was like, there's one Captain America game that came out that I really enjoyed back on the 360. Loved it, 100%ed it, 1,000 achievement points, whatever. It wasn't even a great game. It was a ripoff of like the Batman Arkham games, and it was hastily put together. But I just liked being Captain America. And in this game, I'm like, when do I fucking get to be Captain America? So I just stopped playing.
Oh, you haven't found that part yet?
Dude, I've barely got past. I just the other day got past the Kamala Khan kid part, and then you play as Kamala Khan as an adult, and it's like, fuck, oh. I don't want to be Kamala. Now I get the two different pronunciations of the fucking name. It's Kamala for her, Kamala for the vice president elect. But yeah, Kamala Khan. I just, you know, let me pick my character and go kill people or go fight people, whatever you want to call it. So that's what honestly sent me back. To like, I picked up Maximum Carnage on the Super NES. I was playing that. Oh,
yeah, I love that game.
But yeah, I just picked up these games, and I was having fun with them. And then I pick up a modern game, and I'm like, fuck, I don't want a story. Ghost of Tsushima. You know, they had me at one point playing as a little kid at my dad's funeral. I fucking stopped playing it. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to hack. I want a sword. I don't want, like, it's so weird what, like, Naughty Dog, I call it, like, the Naughty Dogization of video games. And maybe even Metal Gear has something to do with it, too. But at least Metal Gear has skippable cutscenes. And the gameplay is actually really, really fun. But Naughty Dog ruined so many games.
Well, I mean, it's gotten to the point where, like, now, like, the open world is, it's unbearing. Or it's overbearing. Like, there's too much to do, and I don't know where to be focused.
And like, a lot of the stuff to do is minutia. It's not even fun. It's just something to check off your box, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. Check off your list.
Well, and that's the thing what I've been enjoying about The Division is I can hop in there, and I know I'm going to get in a gunfight, and that just was going to happen.
Right.
And like, that's for no reason at all. Like, I'm just going to run across some dudes, some hyenas, you know, patrolling the street. I'm going to fucking put them asses down.
And that's all you want. That's what I want to do.
It's fucking gorgeous. Like, that game just keeps looking better.
Did they mention if they're going to do a new generation update? They are?
No, they're not going to do a new generation update. That's why they're working on Division 3, allegedly.
Oh, that sucks.
You know, my boy, my YouTuber that's always screaming about that game, he's only got, you know, the game really falls apart at 1,400 hours.
Like that, it's a waste of money at that point.
Yes. Like, why would you even try?
Yeah. It's like not worth $60 after 1,400 hours.
That fucking dude. Oh, these inept devs. I'm like, dude, come on, man. They're putting a product out and you're getting free content out of it.
Right. And that's the other thing about just game development today is so different, and it's so involved, and it's so expensive. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I bitch about stuff too, but like I saw like the, Cyberpunk got delayed again till December, and they were getting fucking death threats. It's like, and I assume it's just kids. You know what I mean? Thinking they're funny.
You would hope so. But after watching a lot of these guys do videos about the new console generation, and they're ripping on these, like they have anything vested in this other than purchasing it.
Right.
Like, dude, slow your roll, dude. It plays video games.
Yeah.
Like this isn't the end of the world.
Right. And I don't know why people are so invested in these corporations, because that's all it really comes down to.
They don't give a shit. Microsoft has more fuck you money than right. anybody.
They could buy Sony. Let's be realistic. They could buy Sony.
They bought the profits that the Sony PlayStation business has made them is what Microsoft threw at Bethesda to buy them.
Right. Right.
Dude, you with $8 billion. That's cute. Hey, why don't you guys come work over here?
Right. Dude, the fucking fanboy tears on that one, man. Holy shit.
It was fever pitch, man. And
it was
I stumbled across this YouTuber that was this posting these videos and ripping on them. And I was like, yes, this will sustain me.
Dude, I just saw like comments on Eurogamer. That's probably like my favorite gaming site. And even the press, even Eurogamer is like, well, we don't know if they're going to make their games exclusive. And it's like, why is Microsoft expected to not be exclusive? I've never understood this. Why wouldn't they make their games exclusive? They are selling hardware. Now, I can't predict the future, but I just feel like outside of any previous commitments that Bethesda had as far as exclusive titles, why the fuck wouldn't Elder Scrolls 6 be Xbox and PC exclusive? You know what I mean? Maybe they'll take your Sony money. They don't care about the hardware.
What would they have to gain from it? Like, and it's like them locking down Naughty Dog. Like, great, now we're never going to get Sunset Overdrive 2.
That's Insomniac.
Insomniac. Well, yeah, same thing with Insomniac. Like, dude, they have a whole stable of development companies that are going to be pumping out materials just for them that we're never going to get on the other side. But as soon as they'd make that move, like,
right.
Well, then I saw the evil corporation. Don't be evil. Right. Sony has fucked everybody at some point.
Right. And both companies have, to be honest.
Yes.
The excuse I saw for Sony that I didn't understand was like, well, they kind of courted these companies for years, some of them going back to the original PlayStation.
Bullshit. Well,
why does that matter? If you buy something, it's yours. That's how it works. And if Sony buys a studio, which they did finally with Insomniac, for a long time, they were considered second party, but they did do a few. They did that Fuse game. They did Sunset Overdrive. They had a couple titles. And then Sony was like, oh, we can't have that. And there wasn't some huge outcry. It was just like, whatever. It's like, yeah, that's what you do. It's business. They're trying to make money and they have the money to throw around. So why the fuck wouldn't you buy an awesome studio? To me, it just doesn't make sense. Like people, there's going to be exclusives no matter what. For good or for ill, I don't begrudge people their exclusive games. What I don't like when it comes to exclusives is Sony, for instance, making Spider-Man exclusive. Like that has nothing to do with Sony. Like I understand they make the movies currently and they're probably never going to let go of that license as long as they can. But Spider-Man is a universal property, in my opinion. I mean, it's a Marvel Disney property, but in the video game world, it is not an exclusive property. And they took Spider-Man, made it exclusive. They took Street Fighter, made it exclusive. No outcry about that, except for people like me who are like, what the fuck, man? But that they buy a game studio. It's like, yeah, why not? Why the fuck not?
Makes no reason. It makes no difference. I mean, it really doesn't. Like, it's just I'm excited to see what Bethesda does with Microsoft the backing money they're going to get.
Right.
Like if it comes down to it, like if they were able to let Halo miss the launch window to make it better, can you imagine what Skyrim's going to be like? Or could you imagine what anything else that Bethesda's doing?
Like it might launch complete for once, for instance.
Well, yeah,
like we might get an Elder Scrolls game or Fallout that isn't buggy as shit at launch. Who knows?
But being buggy's kind of like the thing. Like, and that's the other thing. Like, dude, you have hundreds of people working on these things and playtesting the fuck out of them. Can you imagine what wasn't or what was caught for those to make it through?
And you're right. And I'm kind of being bitchy too, because going back to what I said earlier, games are huge now. I mean, every little thing you do spirals out and affects something else. So you fix something, you break 10 things. It's just how it is.
Look at balancing. Like balancing isn't easy, especially in shooters and competitive shooters. Like behind the balance. I mean, like, dude, PUBG still hasn't got it fucking right. Every time you launch that game,
Overwatch, where you're constantly adding new characters.
That meta gets balanced all the time. Like if you're locked into one character that gets nerfed, you are in for a miserable time.
I definitely lean Microsoft, but I definitely want a PlayStation 4 again for the exclusives. I hate that they made Spider-Man exclusive to PlayStation in Avengers, even like a game, like just little shit like that. And Sony's just, the internet doesn't seem to mind stuff like that. And like, that is fucked up. It's weird. They see Sony as this underdog, and I guess in some ways they are, but they in the game world, they've been crushing Microsoft for the most part. So they're not really an underdog.
I can't wait to see the people that have done nothing but say, well, I like the PlayStation controllers because it fits my hands really well. Guess what? This one's every bit as big as the Xbox controller.
And the Xbox controller, I understand, is slightly smaller this generation. Yeah,
probably is. I haven't held one yet, but you know, it'll be here. My right bumper quit working on my Elite Series 2. So I'm trying to RMA that sucker.
Yeah. I haven't got a Series 2 Elite. My Series 1's holding up really well, so.
The only thing that's fallen apart on the Series 1 is the rubber bumpers. Oh, okay. Or not the rubber bumpers, the rubber grips, I should say. Right. Rubber grips are the only thing that's like letting loose.
I'm excited for the new Xbox controller. I've been hearing good things about it. It's always been a comfortable controller.
Yeah, it's an input device.
Right.
You're going to get used to it.
Right. And they're not all that different. Like, none of them are so different that it's that. Oh, that's the other thing. People, I have trouble going from Xbox to PlayStation. It's like, they're essentially the same.
Just the location of one stick and one D-pad. That's the only difference.
Right.
I cannot play shooters for any sort of time on that on the DualShocks anymore, just for the fact that my hands get crampy. It's me getting old.
Aren't we all? What else is going on? Gaming, entertainment related. I think we'd have a lot more to talk about.
Well, hey, it's been a trying week. Have you seen anything? What have you been watching? Catching new shows. So, all right, full disclosure. All right. No homo. I've been started watching The New Girl. That show's got some fun. Got some good jokes.
I like Zooey Deschanel.
Cast is phenomenal. Yeah. Like, those dudes are pretty good. Like, even the guy, the Schmidt, the dude supposed to be obnoxious, is kind of lovably obnoxious, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Dude, I've been watching a ton of stuff. What did we get through? So I downloaded every episode of Beavis and Butthead, including the music videos. There's something called the King Turd collection of it that I found. So I have that on my Plex now. So I was working through that, and it was, showing it to my kids was funny. They'd seen Beavis and Butthead before, but only the Mike Judge collection, which I also have. Yeah. That's not with music videos. And I showed them some of the music videos online. This King Turd collection is like complete, and the music videos are in the show, like they were back in the day, where, you know, they'd show a little bit of the actual show, then go to music videos. My kids were so fucking confused by this, where, you know, like, what is this? Is this like a commercial? And I had to explain to them. I was like, you know, back in the 90s, back in my day, music wasn't so easy to get a hold of. You know, you had to have money to get music, or you had the radio. You didn't have, or you had MTV. Those are your options. So you didn't mind seeing these videos, even though most of the ones on Beavis and Butthead are shitty videos, but on purpose. But it was still funny, and it was just another way to get access to music. You know, we didn't have YouTube. We didn't have Spotify. We had to buy CDs, and that was a big purchase for a teenager.
That or trying to time it up just to record your song with no morning zoo bullshit on your cassette player.
Exactly. And they, even though they laughed at the music video segments, they were also frustrated with them because they found them interruptive, which I found amusing. And I'm like, dude, I love
the music videos were the best part.
Sometimes they were. In some episodes, they were. So I downloaded all those. I went on a big 90s action movie kick. And that's kind of, is, I don't know if what fed what when it came to getting that Sega Genesis, but that just 90s action movies, Stallone and Schwarzenegger, Van Damme. I watched Hard Target, Demolition Man, Eraser.
Dude, Eraser's way underrated.
It absolutely is.
I agree. That gun is horrifying.
Yes. So I've been watching a lot of that. Watched John Woo's Hard Boiled, which then got me playing Stranglehold, which I don't know if you ever played that back on the 360.
No, I didn't play Stranglehold. What would remind me of that one would be True Crime L.A. It had a really crazy story that dove into the triad shit, which was a lot of fun.
So Stranglehold
sleeping,
is a
Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah. Stranglehold is a sequel to Hard Boiled. And you play as the Chow Yun Fat character, and that's straight up like arcade gameplay. I really miss like those kind of like B and C level games anymore.
Oh, like the Wanted game.
Yeah, and this, but you know, this game is just straight up gunplay. You're you know, it's all slow motion and shooting and unlimited ammo
and doves flying everywhere.
Sometimes doves, sometimes pigeons. But it's just fun, and it, you know, graphically wasn't even great for its time, but the game worked well mechanically, which was more important. I really miss those type of games, you know, those where they don't need the mega budget, but the gameplay itself, you know, speaks for itself and it is fun and immersive enough. So I was playing through Stranglehold. What else did we watch? We watched a lot of, we went through it like for October, we went through every single Halloween movie plus a shit ton of horror movies on top of that. We went hardcore.
Have your kids seen Sleepaway Camp?
No, they haven't seen that one. They've watched like all the Halloween. Well, some of the Halloween, some of the Friday 13th, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, stuff like that.
That is four movies of pure gold.
I've only seen the first one.
The first one's great, but man, it goes into B horror movie jank in the second one with Bruce Springsteen's sister. It is fucking nuts. Same thing with the Basket Case movies. Like they made like four or five of those fucking things.
I saw the first one of those as well a long time ago. Do not remember it at all.
Feeding them hamburgers.
But yeah, so going through the Halloween series was a lot of fun, including the Rob Zombie ones. Like we watched all of them. The producer's cut of part six, as well as the theatrical release.
But yeah. All right, so what do you think about the Snyder Cut? I don't think we ever talked about that.
Well, even if we have, I've forgotten, so we'll just approach it like we haven't.
Okay.
I heard, what was the most recent news that came out? Wasn't there something
about somebody? Well, they just pulled all the trailers off of the YouTubes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I don't know
somebody was coming back that kind of was surprising, and I don't remember who it was. I know they're doing Ben Affleck, and somebody else,
like Henry Cavill.
I knew he was going to reshoot. Pretty much everybody's going to reshoot stuff, but recently there. I have the resources to figure out what the fuck I'm talking about here. Let's see here, who is returning? What are your thoughts in the meantime?
I don't care.
I'm excited to watch it. I think it's going to suck, but I still want to see it. I think it's cool that it's even exists in a way. I think it's going to be terrible. I think it's going to be worse than the actual movie we saw.
It's just one of those things. Like I don't care. I don't care enough.
I think Deathstroke is supposed to pop up.
Oh, that what's nuts, dude? The Magic Mike guy.
Yeah, Joe Manganiello.
Manganiello, yeah.
I think that's who it was. Darkseid's going to be in all this stuff. And it's a weird situation because you don't always want to go and appease fans. I'm happy for those fans.
You're never going to make everyone happy, but it's just the same thing with what we're dealing with between Sony and Microsoft. It's like the fanboys are going to be blistering regardless of the quality of product.
Yeah.
But The Mandalorian is still great.
Yeah, I'm caught up on The Mandalorian. That last episode was great. Had some great horror elements to it. I really liked that.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that many spiders. And I'm thinking about, like, all right, how the fuck are you going to survive? Like, I'm sitting here watching. It's like, I honestly don't know how he's going to get out of this.
Dude, it's weird because, like, I had to tell myself in my brain, I was like, they're going to survive. But I felt that they did such a good job with it. I was like, holy shit, what are they going to do?
Like, dude, when they were cramped in there and they're fucking freezing to death. And I'm like, they're fucked. Like, the ship's fucked. And they made it very apparent how fucked the ship was.
Right.
And I was like, all right, so get out of this. And then I started thinking about the animal kingdom a little bit and how fortunate we are as humans that if somebody's, you know, say, hey, you rolled an ankle, guess what? You're fucking food now. We don't have to worry about this shit.
Those are the spiders.
And baby Yoda eating those fucking eggs. Oh my God.
Those spiders were in Rebels.
Yes. I remember those spiders.
Yeah, I didn't realize that till somebody mentioned it to me. Like, oh yeah,
and they weren't nearly that terrifying in Rebels.
Fuck no, they weren't. God damn, that giant one was horrifying. Holy shit!
So wasn't there one of the guys, one of the original pilots from? Oh my God, had been Return of the Jedi, not Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back. Like one of those pilots was one of the pilots in the X-Wings.
Oh, okay. That must have been the Asian guy, because the other guy was Dave Filoni. Yeah.
Yes, the Asian dude.
That's cool.
And like seeing the mollusk guy, and I hate that chick on Tatooine, the one that helps him out, and then's a dick to him later.
Yeah, Amy Sedaris. Yeah, her character. She's clearly friends with Jon Favreau. They work together on Elf.
I don't like her in this.
So the Boba Fett reveal, and that your boy Timothy Oliphant, like how happy were you to see him?
Dude, he's playing another fucking Marshall. It's ridiculous. Right. Dude, he played Marshall in Deadwood, Marshall in Justified. Now he's a Marshall in fucking Star Wars.
I'm Marshall. He's been typecast like a motherfucker.
Hey, dude, do what you're good at, man. Right. They need, you know, another good character role there.
I'm sure we'll get more of him. You know, I don't think they introduced him just because.
No, I don't think so either. But it was kind of cool.
If they're going to pull on the Boba Fett thread and actually let us, if you know, they clearly showed Boba Fett at the end. I think some people were like, oh, that could have been a clone. I'm like, that was clearly Boba Fett. Why would you have a whole episode with his armor and then show Captain Rex or whoever? So I'm curious if they're going to do that or if that was just their way of saying, look, Boba Fett's alive. Now shut up. You know what I mean? Like, shut the fuck up. He's alive.
So, all right. So the Empire falls and there are clones everywhere and they're all taking their helmets out. What? Wouldn't it be a little confusing for a little bit there? He's like, hey, there are 13,000 people in this audience that look exactly like me.
Right.
Huh. Weird.
But yeah, Mandalorian's killing it. Six episodes left. I couldn't be, dude. The opening scenes for these past two episodes could have been whole episodes almost. Like, they were so fucking great.
Oh, nonstop, man. And after watching a few of those, like how they do it things, and
yeah,
I hate that I know that it's pulling me out of it. That the way they do their sets in that. In the Star Wars, they have a giant, literally a lot of it's in front of a giant screen.
It's like a bunch of monitors almost.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
And it looks fantastic, but it looks too good. Like, it's so dumb to complain about something like that, but I'm enjoying it. Like, I think every bit of it, like I'm excited because I don't know where it's going.
Right.
Like, I have like that end game joy in it. Like, I don't know where this is going, but I know it's not where I think it is.
Right. And just, you know, the whole thing where he's trying to find other Mandalorians seems to be his main mission now. And I'm really curious where that's going to end up. Are we ever going to find out the name of Yoda's species? How long are they going to drag that out?
Oh, that's going to be right to the bloody end. When they have nothing left to tug on, that's going to be it.
Right.
Well, and then, you know, The Boys season two was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. Watch that. That was great. Now that, there was a lot of memes going around when they were beating down that Nazi chick, when the chicks were beating down the Nazi chick. Did you see those memes?
Yeah.
About how this is how you do female empowerment in a superhero movie, Avengers Endgame. You know, because Avengers Endgame had that scene where they just showed up.
And, because she's not alone. Whatever.
Right.
But, you know, here's the thing. It's the same fucking scene. It's still pandering.
It was a little bit, yes, but at the same time, it made sense. And I like how it referenced that whole girls get it done that they were mocking earlier in the season. And then they're just kicking the shit out of her. It made a lot more sense.
Did you expect her to get that knife to the eye?
No,
I did not see that happening at all.
Yeah, boy, season two solid. Can't wait for season three.
And her taking bullets in the back. Mother's milk and Frenchie are my favorite. Then when he gets choked out by that giant dick.
Oh, my God. Poor guy. Dude,
and Frenchie's just sitting there. It's like, hey, did you tell him you got choked out by a dick?
Dude, I love the idea of whatever that kid's name is, Sean, whatever, who played Iceman in X-Men, playing like a pyro, basically. That was a fun little nod.
I didn't see his suicide coming either.
No, I didn't know that's what he wanted to do.
Spoilers.
I feel like some of this stuff, like, you've had plenty of time to watch it at this point. It's been a good time for TV, for streaming TV anyway.
It hasn't been bad.
Did you see Chappelle on Saturday Night Live last night?
I did not. I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
We watch it like every Sunday morning. We watch it on Hulu. But you should watch his monologue, if nothing else. I think you'll really appreciate it. Good stuff from Chappelle. Funny and moving at the same time. I'm sure it's on YouTube. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of games. You know, I think last time we talked... You know, I still haven't like really buckled down and settled into a game the way you have. But, you know, like I said, I finished Modern Warfare, I finished Gears 5. I played some Gears 5 multiplayer. I really like Modern Warfare's multiplayer. What else?
We're still on the Overwatch kick and we've been playing. I just got a couple more copies of Left 4 Dead 2. So maybe I'm hoping that improvement comes with the Series X with just the load times alone and the latency issues. And somehow we got into Rocket League.
Oh, nice. That's a fun game. It's a very fun game.
It is. It's infuriating because the way we play is... It's you ever seen a bunch of kittens chase the same ball?
not a lot of great teamwork going on.
It's a shit show.
Nobody hanging back.
I'll send you a clip here a little bit of not just myself, but the guy behind me have the shot teed up, and a third guy literally bumps us all out of the way and takes the shot.
All on the same team?
All on the same team.
The controls on that are deep, man. I never got good at like all the little nuances of the controls the way the people I was playing against did.
Oh, yeah. Like the aerials and stuff. Like, yeah, like I know the double boost in a direction and barrel rolls and stuff. But, man, I love nothing more than getting up on a wall and getting that ball.
Yeah.
I've got so many goals off that weird ass angle.
But yeah, that's a fun, well-made game. And again, straight up gameplay, man.
It's tight, dude. It's got no fucking around.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Yeah, they got a couple of us got back into playing Split Second again, which still fantastic game.
Nice. So yeah, do you have anything pre-ordered for your Series X?
No.
Yeah, dude, that's so, man. Microsoft really dropped the fucking ball there. And now, granted.
I don't think it was on purpose, though.
No, it wasn't. But they could have had something besides Halo to rely on, or at least released it and had updates planned for it. I don't think it looked bad. I don't know why people were complaining so much. But
I thought it looked like a Halo game to me.
It did. It just looked like Halo. I was happy. I was like, it looks fun. It looks like Halo. I know you're not into Halo.
Well, no, then what are those? What are you people expecting?
Right. Yeah, I don't know, but apparently
are you expecting it to reach out and tickle your taint? Like, games just don't do that.
Gameplay is where it's at for me. So, and they can improve the graphics with patches. I don't care that much. But again, that's the other thing too, is people are like, oh man, you guys are idiots. There's nothing to even play. It's like, oh, yeah, because you know it's only good for a month. Your system's good for a month, and then it expires. It's like, dude, it's an investment. We have like 7 years of this fucking thing.
Calm down. 7 years, and they quadrupled the amount of studios developing specifically for it.
Right. Like, there's a lot in store. Like, talk to me in 2 years.
But dude, again, I think after the, so I think that this time next year, the slate for 2022 is going to be bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't know how far along Bethesda is on their sequels to Fallout and Scott and Elder Scrolls and that new Starfield game.
Well, at least we didn't put our hopes and dreams on a new Crackdown.
Yeah, new Halo. I'm still pumped about. Cyberpunk is like the biggest thing I'm looking forward to.
Really? I'm not interested in that in the least right now.
I love Cyberpunk stuff, not that particular franchise. Just, man, what a generic name. But anyway, really,
you like cyberpunk stuff.
I do. I love, Blade Runner.
And you hate anime.
It's just the storytelling quality. It just isn't there. Dude, that's what I would tell you.
It's just paced different, man.
I read some Berserk. I tried to kind of approach it with a different mindset, and I didn't hate it. So
how far are you in?
Still the first trade or whatever you want to call it. I didn't get that far, but I watched like a few episodes of the show, like the most recent show on HBO Max, and then I read some of the comic, and then I played. I still have your PS4 game, like the Dynasty Warriors game. I thought that was great. I really enjoyed that for what it is. That's what, it's gameplay. Oh, again, I was really after gameplay. So
it's it's a Mushu game. So yeah. And I can't think of any character that's more Mushu than Guts.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Like, it just fits right in.
Yeah. And they kept the gore in, which I appreciate. The art.
I'm hoping you play through all of the, that Berserk game. Yeah. And I think there's enough in there that'll pique your interest. Like, all right, who the fuck is that?
So we'll see.
Because Wild isn't in any of like the animes or the games, except for that one.
But yeah, I enjoyed it for what it was. And like, again, Dynasty Warriors, but I thought they did a great job adapting the art style. It really looked like the comic or the show. Run smoothly, and it is, it is Dynasty Warriors. It is, relatively easy button masher, but it's fun. And that's what, like you said, that's Berserk, Yeah, I just want to swing that giant sword at people. That's all I wanted to do. That's what it let me do. I'm happy. So,
right. And it's exactly what that needs to be, just for the fact that, even you have a built in power up by going into the Berserker armor. Like,
right. But yeah, I tried to, like I said, be a little more open-minded. I didn't stick with it, not for any real reasons. I mean, I didn't get like into it, but I did not hate it. So I think that's good. A big step.
All right. That's a good step.
So I did that for you. And also because I was looking for something new, and I was like, I'm desperate. Let's give Berserk another shot. Cause I feel like aesthetically Berserk is right up my alley, the giant sword. Like the badass dude, he doesn't necessarily look like the typical anime type character.
Yeah, he's not clean and silver light white hair. Like he's scarred.
He's not like effeminate. He's got kind of a steampunk kind of vibe. He's also like a European, more of a European look, I guess. Man,
he's kind of a dick.
He's very much a dick, which I'm not. That's a trope I could kind of do without. It can be funny sometimes, but like the real monotone, lack of personality type characters. I love those when I was younger, like, the Punisher and stuff like that, like the real hard ass Clint Eastwood types. A little bit over that now, but I mean, it's not bad. It's not terrible. I'm not saying that needs to go away, but I definitely prefer more like a Deadpool, you get a little bit more character.
Well, he gets, I'm not going to say more personable, but he grows as a character and really starts to trust and like the people he's around.
Yeah.
And then they all get murdered again. But it's funny. Like, it's not funny, but it's really good how you kind of watch this guy's, his rise and his trust. And you're just always waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
It sucks. But it's really good.
I'm trying to think of any. Oh, I started watching Ted Lasso on Apple TV. That's pretty good.
I don't have Apple TV.
Well, when I bought my iPhone last year, they gave me like a year of Apple TV, and I only recently discovered, because I don't have the Apple TV device, and for the longest time, that's all you could watch it on, or on like your iPad, and I'm not fucking watching TV on my iPad. So, but they recently added an Apple TV app to the Amazon Fire Stick, which a friend of mine told me that. So I downloaded it, and I was like, oh, so I now have Apple TV till like February for free.
Oh, hustle up.
And Ted Lasso, there's like two shows on there I wanted to watch. One of them is Mythic Quest, which is by Rob McElhenney from.
Oh, that's Always Sunny dude, right?
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet. The other one I was hearing about from a lot of the comic book creators I follow on Twitter was Ted Lasso, which stars Jason Sudeikis. And he is a college football coach who is hired to coach a soccer team over in the UK somewhere. And it's, you know, it's well written, good character work. It's funny, heartwarming, I guess. haven't finished it up, but it's I've been enjoying that, though. It's pretty good so far. I think there's 10 episodes or something. I'm like 3 or 4 episodes in.
Cool.
And just, you know, he plays like I think he's from Kansas or something in the show. So he's got like the Southern drawl and the stupid idioms and stuff like that that he brings with him. And he's with all these, you know, hardcore footballers over there. Fun dynamic.
So speaking of thinking of you a little bit, I finally got around to watching MacGruber from start to finish.
Yeah. What do you have to say about that?
How is that movie not more people's radar?
Dude, thank you. Yes.
I mean, there are parts where I was crying.
Dude, oh my God. Some of the ways Will Forte takes that character, like when he has that reaction to the van blowing up, and he's like, no, 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 no. Like, that just fucking kills me, dude.
Dude, or when he gets thrown out and he's all upset about the tape deck, and I'm like... I know that's probably going to miss so many people, but I remember having to do that.
Right.
And then, someone always pulling their tape deck out.
And just the brand Blahpunked. Like, who remembers Blahpunked? Yeah. That was a 90s thing, man.
Yes.
It's my Blahpunked.
What was the other, man? The other one I got, dude, and how out of left field the fucking throat ripping came. Like, I was sitting here and said to talk about it. I was like, dude, he's not going to rip. I was like, what?
Which, and it's clearly a Rambo throat, you know, reference, which is great too. He's clearly referenced a lot of 80s movies.
Well, they're saying it had nothing to do with Roadhouse, because Patrick Swayze rips a dude's throat out at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
The same, like, where it's this little slip of flesh in their hands.
Well, that was in Rambo too, though. Like, he did that in the early Rambo movies. So I think that's what he was referencing. If not, since it wasn't, because I think I heard that. I think I watched him. I don't know if it was on Joe Rogan or somewhere. He was talking about, and he mentioned, somebody asked him if he'd seen Roadhouse, and he said no, which I find hilarious because I still haven't seen Roadhouse.
But Roadhouse is pretty great. I mean, it's got no business being as much fun as it really is, because number one, you see Patrick Swayze is like, who in the fuck is going to find this dude intimidating?
Right.
At any point.
He's tiny. He's got a goofy haircut, a little pretty boy face.
And they play on that and make it great. Then Sam Neill shows up and then the game's amazing, or the movie's amazing.
Yeah, MacGruber is I highly recommend anybody hasn't seen MacGruber, or if you saw it a long time ago, just rewatch that. Dude, his obsession with the fucking dude. Why was he pissed at the dude that with the license plate? What did he do to it? It was something really stupid.
Oh, fuck.
He didn't use a turn signal or something. Like, it was really, really lame reason, but he became obsessed with this fucking dude and his license plate, and he had that whole fucking journal. All that shit. And then like the broccoli up the, or the celery, the, and the
celery, like, what? And it comes around twice. And I'm like, what the? Like, it was Ryan Felipe. Like, how much did Ryan Felipe get paid to have a stalk of celery sticking out of his ass?
And then Val Kilmer, Victor Von Kunth. Like, dude, that's just funny. Like, it's just funny. And you get Val fucking Kilmer to do it too.
He was all in on it too.
Yeah.
Like, which made it even better.
Speaking of all in, Borat 2, man. Did you watch Borat 2?
Not yet.
Oh, you gotta watch. Did you like Borat?
I did.
Okay, Borat 2, he has a daughter in the movie. That
I heard actress, she steals a movie.
Dude, she does. She is all in on her character. And I'll just leave it at that. And it's fucking fantastic. You will enjoy Borat 2. Oh, man. I've watched it like twice now. It's fucking great. Fucking great. If you like Borat. If you don't like Borat, you're going to fucking hate it. Like they're not going to win over any new converts with this movie.
Yes. It does not seem apt to win new people.
Right.
But, oh.
But yeah. Moving forward. At some point, like I said, we'll discuss this afterwards. But if you're on our Discord or you want to join our Discord and you have some feedback about the notion of us maybe playing some old school video games, 16-bit games specifically, maybe moving on to 32-bit stuff too. Let us know how you feel about that.
I'm super excited about it.
But and it could make for fun live streams too. But
I would love to do that, just more streaming time.
Yeah.
Like just hang out, join in the party chat and fucking play some games.
Yeah. You're much more social than I am, though. That makes sense.
That's my bread and butter, man.
You should do that under the Sean Knobs and Boomsticks banner. Just you and Boomsticks can handle that.
The community sticks.
But yeah, I don't know. I do want to like, I think it would be fun to stream and especially some of these 2-player games or just hand off the controller type for single player games. What else? Oh, I picked up the Last Action Hero game, which I still haven't even played yet.
Dude, why don't we have a fight night?
What, fighting games? You want to do fighting games? So I'm always.
I would love if we were able to capture some retro fucking games.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, but dealing with those load times. Oh.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
No, old school, like, oh, for me, like, my mind went right to Eternal Darkness, or not Eternal Darkness, Eternal Champions, Challenge from the Dark Side.
Oh, okay.
I forgot those loads were excruciating.
Well, you're probably talking about the Sega CD one. I think they had a Genesis version that would...
No, they have a Genesis version, but it doesn't have all the good characters. Well, it's got characters in it, but it's the game is such a significant improvement on the Sega CD version of it.
Huh. They never really re-released that either, which is... maybe on the Steam version. I'm gonna have to look into that. I think there's like one of those Sega collections, and I think the Steam version of the Sega collection might have Eternal Champions, but I'm not sure.
No, it like so the one for the 360 had it.
Oh, did it? Because I know the one for Xbox One does not.
No, because I'm looking at Sega Genesis Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection. I'm 99% sure it was on that.
Okay.
I think I just spent my time playing Smash TV and Shinobi.
I played a lot of Streets of Rage. Oh, did you play any of the Battletoads? The new Battletoads?
I did play a new Battletoads. Yeah, I'm not in.
I was not happy about it.
That shtick wore right through me, and I'm like, dude, I cannot stomach another 20 minutes of this shit.
Well, here's the thing with the new Battletoads, and it is faithful to the original. I forget the original. I had to go back and like replay a lot of the original on the Rare collection. It's called like Rare.
The Rare Replay.
Rare Replay. Thank you. On the Xbox One. So that game had a lot of variety. Like, I think everybody remembers it as being like a side scroller and like the hover bikes or whatever. But there's a lot more gameplay styles in the game.
You had that one boss fight where you're actually fighting from the boss's POV.
Yeah. And it has that variety. Here was my issue with Battletoads. I thought the controls were way overly complicated, especially like for using your tongue to like, you had to use like 3 buttons to do anything with your tongue. And then there's like 3 different things you can do with your tongue. So there's 3 different button combinations of 3 buttons you have to remember. It was just like, it was just too much. It was like, dude, this was a 2-button NES game. What are you doing? Mechanically, it was fine. But it compared to like the Streets of Rage 4 game, which was
fucking nailed it.
Yeah, that was like perfect. Like the combat felt great. I thought that was just much better as far as like a sequel to an old, you know, 8-bit or 16-bit era game.
I think the problem that we're having with Battletoads is that Streets of Rage was that good.
Yeah.
I think that set the bar high.
And they kept basically, you know, they didn't try to revamp the controls. You know, they kept them simple and accurate and tight. And, you know, Battletoads was just like, they were trying to do like too much. And
they're trying to make it a modern game.
They could have just tightened it up a lot more instead of having so many different fucking commands. I think it would have been a lot more fun, but I didn't even end up finishing it, at least not yet. I played quite a bit of it though, but yeah, but it wasn't the comeback I was hoping for. So
I'm right there with you. But yeah, so yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark's pretty great.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was fun. Yeah, we did promise to talk about that. It's a great movie. It always holds up. Yeah.
Stay on topic. There we go.
Yeah, we did it. We talked about Raiders of the Lost Ark. But
yeah,
dude,
I'm hoping to play a little of that Command & Conquer remaster and see how that is. I haven't got around to playing it yet. Probably it's either tomorrow or it's never going to happen.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, we'll have next time we record, we'll obviously have some updates on the Xbox One. Or no, here we go. The stupid fucking naming convention. Xbox Series X. Our thoughts on that and its lack of launch titles, which I am salty about. What else? Let's watch True Lies, man.
I fucking love True Lies. I think I've seen that movie way more times. I think I've probably seen that one the most of my Arnold movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's either between that and Total Recall.
Yeah, he's got a lot of great ones. But yeah, let's do True Lies. And I might score the game off of eBay this week. We'll see the Genesis game. I might have some reportings there. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
So, all right. Well, thanks for listening. Sorry we've been gone so long. You know,
gone that long.
I remember last time we recorded, so it's all John's fault, by the way. I just want to put that out there.
I totally said it was my fault. It is. I'm fucking busy.
Life happens. So, yes. But it's not over. There was no major fallout. Dude, part of me wanted to go in the Discord and like stir up shit and just start shit talking you. And just I'm like, well, he's a fucking asshole. And you know, just like going off. I didn't do that. Yeah, ultimately.
Except no one else would be in on that joke.
Right, exactly.
I would be laughing.
Well, I was thinking this is like a fucking Tim and Eric bit where like only like the people doing the joke are laughing, yes. but the audience is not.
I would be, but you know, I would totally be laughing at it, but you know.
But yeah,
I did take full responsibility in Discord.
Oh, okay. So but yeah, shit happens. So but we're back. Hopefully we'll get back on some type of schedule.
Yep, it's hard to keep the schedule, but we can shoot for Sundays then.
So,
ish. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Keep your ears open. They're coming at you.
All right. Thanks.
Later.